WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, 4.7 million people who live, work, or study in New Jersey have now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. A goal Governor Murphy and State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli set last fall when the vaccines were about to be approved. The state hit the mark 12 days ahead of a self-imposed June 30th deadline, but Murphy says history is not done being made.
Through Operation Jersey Summer, we're going to continue to reach deep into every community alongside respected community voices to push even higher.
Murphy also took the occasion of Friday's announcement at University Hospital in Newark to unveil legislation sponsored by Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin that would name the health department's new Trenton facility the Judith M. Persichilli Department of Health Building. False alarm, or as the Coast Guard terms it, false alert. They now say that is what is suspected of a call that a glider had gone down in the ocean off Long Beach Township on LBI late yesterday morning. The caller said up to three people were on board. People interviewed on the beach said they didn't see anything and no one had been reported missing. During the pandemic, we've all walked around our homes in ill-fitting Captain America t-shirts and boxers, haven't we? We probably weren't on Zoom, and we also probably weren't a U.S. congressman. That is the state 13th District Representative Donald Payne Jr. was seen in yesterday morning. Payne later appeared on the congressional committee meeting in shirt and tie. Over the past few months, the percentage of Jersey long-term care workers who have gotten vaccinated against COVID has risen from 56 to almost 65%. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says this is good, but efforts will continue to get that number even higher.
70% is not a magic number, but it's certainly a number that, you know, we feel anything above that is really excellent. I think we'll get there.
86.3% of residents in long-term care and assisted living facilities in Jersey are fully vaccinated. If you are back to using NJ Transit, trains, buses, or light rail, you know that that's one of the exceptions to the lifting of New Jersey's mask mandates. You must continue to mask up on board or inside a station. But if a station or platform is outdoors, a bus stop too, you no longer have to wear your mask while waiting to get on for your ride. Authorities have announced the arrest of a Blackwood woman who they've charged with arson and criminal mischief in the early March fire at a Howard Johnson's in Gloucester Township. 27-year-old Danielle Monroe was revealed via investigation to be the last to leave the room where the fire started. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. 3 days of heat and humidity. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey news and Jersey views live here.
New Jersey 101.5.
News time 3:03 now. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, they've been trying to get a crash cleared away at the Otter Bridge crossing now for at least the past 45 minutes. At last check, it had one lane blocked, but it looks like they have temporarily blocked all lanes at the Outer Bridge crossing entering New Jersey for this wreck. So a lot of tough traffic now Jersey bound at the Outer Bridge crossing. The Gothels Bridge is getting slow with alternate volume onto the southbound turnpike. We've got delays at Interchange 13 down to just before 12. And then really rough if you're hopping on the parkway from Interchange 11. That's due to a parkway crash just shy of exit 127. On 287 southbound, really rough from exit 7 down to 3, and then it gets hammered into the Edison area all the way back out to the Garden State Parkway once you pick up 440. Elsewhere, the parkway's been rough on the southbound side from Bloomfield down through Union. We've got northbound delays now starting in Cranford that run back up into the Union area just shy of Route 22, and through Monmouth and Ocean counties, you'll hit the brakes right near exit 109 and 105, and then again from Brick down towards Toms River. And at the crossings, the George Washington Bridge on the upper deck, they cleared away a crash. It's still looking like a 10 to 15 minute delay on both decks. Lincoln Tunnel a half hour, and the Holland Tunnel about 15-20 minutes from either approach. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Maple Shade, watch out for delays. 73 southbound at Route 41. We have a crash being taken care of north on 73. In Mount Laurel, it's pretty slow with right lane road work. Turnpike, southbound, a hearty 5 mile backup. That is a Friday in the summer kind of feel in the area of exit 4. So approaching and south of exit 4, 5 mile delays on the turnpike southbound. And 38 a little busy at Nixon Drive in Morristown from an earlier accident. And shore traffic, we have 40 eastbound slow at Mays Landing and 55 heavy through Millville headed towards the shore points. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Inspire Bath and Kitchen, located in Farmingdale. Inspire offers full kitchen and bath remodels or one-day tub-to-shower conversions. Schedule an in-home consultation or visit their 10,000-square-foot showroom. Go to inspirebath.com to find your inspiration. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down 456 points. New Jersey 101.5, News Time 306.
At New Jersey 101.5, weekdays we talk. And summer weekends, we rock. We're your Jersey summer soundtrack. Short traffic reports and beach forecasts every 15 minutes. New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. Rocking your weekends all summer long.
I'm 309, now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We have 3 days of heat and humidity ahead, and our weather is going to be a bit unsettled as we move into this weekend, with a few batches of hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms possible. And as you know, the combination of heat, humidity, and storms could lead to some severe weather concerns along the way, gusty winds and heavy rain. Clouds will continue to increase tonight, and humidity ticking upward, too. There is a chance of showers this evening. Overnight low temperatures only fall into the mid to upper 60s, way warmer than the past couple of nights. Tomorrow looks steamy and summer-like with highs 85 to 90 degrees. With a mix of sun and clouds, we will have to watch for a few spot thunderstorms tomorrow, especially later in the day. Sunday, there could be some early morning showers. Otherwise, it does look dry for your Father's Day with partly sunny skies. Still very warm, 85 to 90. One more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union Beach, 83 degrees. Upper Pittsgrove, 83. Upper Freehold, 83. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey